From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Turkish warplanes attacked pro-Syrian government forces Saturday in Syria's northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 36 fighters were killed. The group says the strikes were the third in less than 48 hours. Meanwhile, UN aid agencies are gearing up for the first delivery in months of desperately needed humanitarian assistance to thousands of people trapped in the Syrian enclave of Eastern Ghouta. Syrian authorities have given permission for a UN convoy to enter the area on Sunday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The convoy will be carrying food, medicine, and other crucial relief supplies from a number of UN and international agencies for 180,000 people. The UN Children's Fund, which is part of that convoy, will have supplies on board for 70,000 children. Gert Capillare, UNICEF Regional Director for the Middle East and North Africa, says nutritional and health supplies are a priority, given the alarmingly high number of malnourished children in eastern Ghouta.
China has warned about the impact on global trading if President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has continued to say any U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports would be unacceptable and vowed to continue to engage the U.S. officials on the issue.
We are impressing upon the American administration the unacceptable nature of these proposals that are going to hurt them every bit as much as they will hurt us. And we are confident that we're going to continue to be able to defend Canadian industry.
From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she is confident that a deal on leaving the European Union can be reached. Britain is due to leave the bloc in March of next year, but wants a two-year transition period to help businesses adapt. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Under pressure to deliver details, Theresa May's speech was billed as a major step on the road to Brexit.
We all need to face up to some hard facts. We're leaving the single market. Life is going to be different. In certain ways, our access to each other's markets will be less than it is now.
Europe has said it will not allow Britain to cherry-pick the best bits of EU membership. May countered that she wanted the deepest possible relationship.
It appears tensions between the U.S. and North Korea are escalating again after a calm during the Winter Olympics. North Korea has warned it would respond if the U.S. holds joint military drills next month with South Korea. The North contends they would hinder the recent thaw in relations between the two Koreas. A South Korean presidential security adviser says the joint exercises are set to begin in early April. North Korea has repeatedly described the drills as a threat. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be traveling to Africa next week, where he will meet with leaders of various African nations. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
Secretary Tillerson will meet up with leadership in each country, as well as the leadership of the African Union Commission based in Ethiopia, to further our partnerships with the governments and the people of Africa. In particular, he plans to discuss ways that we can work with our partners to counter terrorism, advance peace and security, promote good governance, and spur mutually beneficial trade and investment.
The United States recently put several affiliates of the Islamic State terror group in Africa on the terrorism blacklist. Nathan Sales is the State Department ambassador at large and coordinator for counterterrorism.
Africa has traditionally been an area in which terrorist groups have operated. And part of the reason for that is because they assess that they're able to move across borders undetected. What we've tried to do is stand up the capabilities, not just of military authorities in the region, but also border security authorities and law enforcement authorities in the region.
Secretary Tillerson's trip is also seen as a good opportunity for the U.S. to reaffirm ties with African nations, particularly after President Trump referred to the continent and Haiti in a derogatory manner earlier this year. The U.S. Secret Service says a man shot himself Saturday outside the White House. A short while later, the Washington police declared the man dead. There were no other injuries. President Trump was at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida at the time of the shooting. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.